This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 9th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom opposes water supply bill, saluting biofuels as cover crops, and EPA collecting data on CAFOs. Newsom signals a veto on water supply bill. Senator Anna Caballero of Merced has authored a measure that would establish a state goal for boosting the water supply. SB 366 would establish a target of 9 million acre feet by 2040 through more above-ground storage, groundwater banking, conservation, and recycling. Yet the Newsom administration came out in opposition to the measure during an Appropriations Committee hearing this week. Caballero seized on the news the state water project could lose 23% of its supply in the next 20 years due to climate change. She also pointed out that as much as 1 million acres of farmland will go fallow in that time span. The Department of Finance pegged the cost to implement the bill at more than $6 million annually. SB 366 would also obligate the state to take more steps to expand the water supply, adding further expenses. The response? Caballero acknowledged, quote, there's no question that it's going to cost, but she reasoned that the pending climate bond needs to be a plan to guide its water spending. She is working on amendments to remove some of the costlier aspects of the bill. The committee will vote on it next week. A Republican wants to recognize a biofuel as a cover crop. Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield has filed a new measure in the waning days of session that would recognize camelina as a valuable cover crop. According to Senate Resolution 115, such intermediate crops produce ultra-low carbon renewable fuels and sustainable aviation fuel. Grove argues camelina could help meet a growing demand for alternative energy sources and enable California to strengthen its domestic energy production while boosting local economies. SR 115 would designate October as California Intermediate Crop Month. Keep in mind, Grove represents the state's most productive ag region, as well as the bulk of its oil and natural gas production. Klobuchar. Senate ag leaders need to compromise on farm bill. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Democrat in line to take over as either chair or ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee next year, insists it's still possible to pass a new farm bill in the lame duck session at the end of the year. In an interview with Lydia Johnson for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, Klobuchar said Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, ranking Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas, need to start negotiating a compromise bill in the next, quote, month or two. There's not huge differences in policy. There's some differences in the funding. So we get that worked out, and then we could pass it in a lame duck by putting it on something else. Take note, Stabenow is retiring from the Senate, and Klobuchar says being tapped as Senate Ag Chair or ranking member, depending on which party controls the chamber, would be an honor. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA gathering data on CAFOs for study. EPA plans to finish a study next fall to inform consideration of potential new discharge limits for concentrated animal feeding operations. Morgan Tichy in EPA's Office of Water told the Federal Advisory Panel the agency has been reaching out for data on all aspects of CAFOs to state environmental and agricultural agencies, environmental groups, and USDA. EPA's review, which was prompted by a petition from Food and Water Watch, which is seeking tighter regulations for CAFOs. According to EPA statistics, 29% of large CAFOs have discharge permits. Large CAFOs have 1,000 or more cattle, 2,500 or more hogs. By the way, a discussion at the Animal Agriculture and Water Quality Subcommittee yesterday illuminated the difficulty of finding a uniform way to address manure discharges. After a presentation on best management practices, or BMPs, used in Pennsylvania, including trees planted near streams, Tina Gunter of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture said, quote, number one, we're lucky to have streams that are actually flowing, and number two, if you could grow trees on these streams, you wouldn't want to because they take up the water, and then people would have less water to be able to utilize. From a BMP standpoint, it's virtually impossible to find one size fits all, yet as EPA, that's what you kind of have to do, she said. House R's could face fight over green subsidies. A battle could be brewing among House Republicans over the future of key tax credits for biofuels and clean energy in the next Congress. 18 House Republicans sent a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson this week seeking to protect energy tax credits in the IRA. That was enacted with only Democratic support back in 2022. The lawmaker's letter does not specify the tax credits they're concerned about. But the 45Z credit that takes effect in January could potentially benefit a range of agricultural feedstocks that can be used for sustainable aviation fuel and other biofuels. Prematurely repealing energy tax credits, particularly those which were used to justify investments that already broke ground, would undermine private investment and stop development that is already ongoing. A full repeal would create a worst-case scenario where we would have spent billions of taxpayer dollars and received next to nothing in return, the lawmakers say in the letter first reported by E&E News. Yesterday, Texas GOP Representative Chip Roy blasted the letter's authors in a post on X saying, quote, in April 2023, every GOP representative that signed this letter voted to repeal the IRA's climate subsidies. Now they, quote, want to preserve so-called green handouts to Democrats' corporate cronies. The GOP must ignore K Street lobbyists and refuse to fund the climate corporate cronies destroying our country, he said. Keep in mind, as a practical matter, Republicans must retain control of the House and win the Senate and the White House to roll back the IRA. Here's a final word for the day. The Democratic Party is unrecognizable to what I once knew and lacks the will to fix the problems plaguing this state. That Senator Marie Alvarado Gill of Jackson, who announced yesterday she is switching to the Republican Party ahead of a challenging re-election bid in 2026. Keep in mind, Alvarado Gill is championing a bill sponsored by the California Farm Bureau to track the health impacts of wildfire smoke, which is now vulnerable to political blowback over her decision. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, August 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.